Sundry. The curtains might be closed on another year, but the peak theater players already have in mind a couple of potential productions lined up for their next show. Both of the titles, Opening Night and Halfway There, are by Canadian playwright Norm Foster, and which one the group chooses hinges entirely on the number of people who come out to audition later in February. One of our issues, which has always been an issue, is having enough people, the right people, to act and work on shows, said Brian Bailey, who was reaffirmed as the group's president during their annual general meeting on Thursday, January 9. Original plans to produce a show a couple of years ago that would have called for 20 actors ultimately fell through when only about half that number turned out, said Bailey. We can always use other actors, he said. Halfway There would need at least 4 or 5 actors to pull off, while Opening Night requires a cast of roughly double that size. It's a bigger play. It's delightful and it's charming, Bailey said about the latter, which he also called timeless. If fewer people show up for auditions, the group is optimistic about casting Halfway There as an alternative. With those two choices, we're pretty confident we can cast and produce a show, he said. We want to encourage new people to come out and audition and hopefully get roles. Above and beyond discussing preliminary plans for the spring production during the annual meeting, the group also conducted a financial review. Despite numerous expenses that have been incurred over the past decade, from repairs to upgrades and additions, the registered society ended up in the black by a little more than $2,000, he said. Both Murder on the Orient Express in 2023 as well as Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery this past year, made a bit of money, he said. We're not in this to make money, but we need a balance in order to be able to finance our work and invest in the arts center. As well, limited revenue is generated through rentals and the municipality also pitches in along with fundraisers and grants occasionally contributing. Those funds facilitate efforts to modernize the Sundry Arts Center, which opened in 1999. The lighting equipment, we bought top-grade stuff when we built the Arts Center 25 years ago, he said, referring to older incandescent bulbs. Since then, there has largely been a shift toward LED systems, which despite having some issues that Bailey confessed not being overly fond of nevertheless offer benefits in terms of ease of use including spending less time going up and down ladders to focus lights. The new setup also provides a bit more flexibility, he said. It points where you want it to, it's the color you want it to be, it does fancy stuff. So that allows you to do a little bit more lighting design. Other upgrades over the past few years have included a new stage floor as well as new flooring in the center's backstage storage area. We had to gut that and rebuild that floor. We have in-floor heating now, which is a bonus, but that was a big expense, he said. Meanwhile, the Sundry and District Allied Arts Society, which Bailey is also involved with and tends to act as a liaison between the two groups, also took on a major project by redoing the flooring in the audience seating area. Those are the three big upgrades we've had over the last few years. Of course, the 25-year-old center will, like all buildings, continue to require the odd upgrade and repair with the passing of time, he said, later citing examples such as a new roof and heating system. But it's hanging in and it's lovely to have it in a small town like this. While the Sundry and District Allied Arts Society owns and manages the facility, Peak Theatre Players also plays a role in helping with improvements with projects such as the lighting, sound or backstage facilities, he said. The two work in harmony, but they're different organizations, he said. Our main function and mandate is to produce and encourage live theatre in the town and area. Peak Theatre Players recapped during their annual meeting how the recent performances of Baskerville turned out, and based on input gleaned from the feedback members heard from those who came out to see the show was that everybody complimented the production. The show was well received, he said. It was fun to work on, we made a couple of dollars on it. So really, what's not to like? The group is also always reconsidering its approach to hospitality while performing a proverbial juggling act to find the right balance between pleasing the crowd without breaking the bank or wearing out volunteers, he said. The volunteer work this last one was extreme. We're just kind of paring it down where people feel appreciated as an audience member, and we're not killing our volunteers. Along the way, Peak endeavors to consider what turns the crank of the membership, as they endeavor to avoid typecasting themselves into a cliché. "We pride ourselves on not doing that," he said. "We like to try some different things. The last two shows have been interesting shows, but people seem to like them. So I think we're on the right track." Corin Sondé was also reaffirmed as vice president, while Veronica Embleton remains treasurer, with Lisa Blackhurst serving both as secretary and front of house manager, as well as Rachel Clapp taking on communications. Related: Peak Theatre Players largely pack the house with performances of Baskerville. Related: Sundry Theatre Group brings classic murder mystery to life.